very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you this Thursday, February the 10th, 2022. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And on the program tonight, we will be looking at the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll also be looking at what is happening in the by-election regarding the participation of women and also women empowerment, what work women are doing even during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, Marv, interestingly, we have women candidates, female candidates, will be explaining to us their participation and their preparations for the elections. We have them from various parties. We see that some did. There are some who are contesting under MTC Alliance, ZANU-PF, Citizens Coalition for Change, and other parties. But before we go to that, a short look at the COVID-19 figures.
Yes, sir. Currently, the Ministry of Health says that as of yesterday, there were 140 new cases in the country. And some good news coming in for a change, there were no deaths. And at the moment, the Ministry of Health says they have vaccinated 4.3 million people against COVID-19, although their target is 10 million. So it's interesting that it seems that there is a decline in the number of cases in the country, and some good news coming in regarding those perishing from COVID-19.
Yes, and also we see there's a decline. There were zero deaths as of yesterday and 140 new cases, which is a decline indeed. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhumana namhlanje emsakazweni wethu weStudio 7 uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table. Namhlanje sicubungula eziphathelane le-COVID-19 kanye namalungiselelo okhetho oluzwayo olama-by-elections. Siyananzelela ukuthi kulabesifazana abamabandla ehlukeneyo abancintisa kulolu khetho, kulabe MDC Alliance, kulabe ZANU-PF, kulabe amanye nje wonke amabandla amanengi, Citizens Coalition for Change, ozapho labanye, kulabanye ke sixoxe labo esizalithulela bona kulona lolu uhlelo. Kodwa ke okwakathesi singayikhatshana, sizakhangela ukuthi kwenzakalani ke ngamanani abantu abahlaselwa yi-COVID-19. Sibona ukuthi ugatsha olubona ngezempilakahle luthi izolo nje ngakho obhubhileyo ngenxa yalo mkhuhlane, kodwa abayi-140 ikhulu elilamatshumi amane yibo ke abahlaselwe yilo umkhuhlane. Yikho ke sizabe sikukhangela lokhu kanye lokuthi abanye abakhankasayo ubona ye kuyini ababhekana nakho, ikakhulu abesifazane. Abanye njalo bebekhonona ukuthi hayi, abesifazane kukhanya balutshwana abangenileyo kulolu khetho, kodwa abanye bathi hayi, njengoba abanye kuyilabo ababevele bexotshiwe kulolu khetho ukuthi abasoze bengene, kuyenzakala ukuthi yibo abaphendukayo. Ngakho nxa kwakungowesilisa owayevele khona, kuyangena owesilisa. Yikho-ke abantu bebetshelwa-ke lapho ukuthi hhayi, asikho ukuthi bekungukuthi abesifazane bengangena benele, kodwa siyabona ukuthi ye bakhona abanye abangenileyo esizaxoxa labo khonapha. Yebo-ke yikho-ke lokhu esiza-ke sikukhangela-ke lapha emsakazweni when weStudio 7 kuhlelo lwethu olwe-Women's Round Table. Marvelous.
Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai nemusi wechina February 10, 2022. Tichitarisira kuti nhasi iFriday. Nhasi sechina kudai takatarisira kuti svondo rinouya vazhinji nemusi wechipiri vachange vakabata maruva pavalentines. Asi nhasi tiri kutarisa isu zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika. Tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kumadzimai achange iwo achiwanikwa achikwikwidza mumabai elections ari kuuya mwedzi unouya. Totarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kune avo madzimai vari kuita zvemabasa emaoko nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana vari mumabhizimisi kuti vari kuzvigona sei panguva ino yecovid-19. Tinoona tombodzokera panyaya yecovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 140 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda recovid nezuro. Asi zviri kuwanikwawo kuchiuyawo nhau yakanaka yekuti hapana vanhu vakashaya kubva kudenda iri nezuro, zvinoreva kuti zero deaths nezuro, inova iri nhau inofadza vazhinji munyika uyezve pasi rose. Totarisa zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yevari kubayiwa nhomba munyika. Vabayiwa nhomba munyika vanosvika pa4.3 million pari zvino. Takatarisa kuti pane vanhu 10 million vanofanira kunge vari kubayiwa kuitira kuti nyika ikwe ichiwana iye yavanoti herd immunity. Asi pari zvino vari kuwanikwa ivo vasati vasvika ipapo. Totarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika panyaya dzenyaya iyoyi yecovid-19. Tinoona kuti kubva denda iri ratanga pari zvino Zimbabwe yawanikwa ichirasikirwa nevanhu vanosvika 5,367 pari zvino, uyezve vari kurwara necovid-19 pari zvino tinoona kuti vasvika ivo pa3,250 pari zvino vari kuwanikwa ivo. Chotarisa vakawanikwa vakarwara necovid-19 vakakwanisa kunge vachikunda chirwere ichi varikowo zvakare vakadai. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika. Tiri kuona kuti tichitarira pamaprovinsi kuti zvakafamba sei panyaya yeuwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 munyika pari zvino. Zviri kusiyana siyana mumaprovinsi akasiyana siyana kuti ndeipi provinsi. Tinoona kuti kune zviri kubva izvo kubazi rezveutano riri kutaura kuti Masvingo provinsi ndiwo yakawanikwa iyo ine vanhu vakati wandei vane covid-19 nezvimwewo. Vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kutaura pamanew cases pane vanhu 44 vanobva kumasvingo vakawanikwa vane covid-19 ndiwo eprovinsi. Nemanicaland ine vanhu 27 vane manew cases aripo pari zvino. Tozotarisa Harare iri kunzi iyo ine vanhu 4 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda recovid-19. Bulawayo ine munhu mumwe chete, zvinoreva manew cases awanikwa pari zvino. Totarisawo Manicaland iri kunzi ine vanhu 27, Mashonaland Central ine vanhu 8, Mashonaland East ine vanhu 11, Marsh West ine vanhu 5, Midlands pari zvino ine vanhu 16, Masvingo sekutaura kwandaita ine vanhu 44 vanova ivo vane uwandu hwakati remei wakati wandei pane vanhu vakabatwa necovid-19. Mat North ine vanhu 17 neMat South ine vanhu 7. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kungokurukura ipo pano tisingakanganwi kuti tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kubuda mumabielections umo tinoona pane madzimai vakati vari kumirira mabato akasiyana-siyana emunyika vachange vari kukukwidza kuti vawane zvigaro zvingave zviri mukanzuru kana muparamende. Tichange zvakare tiri kutaura navana muzvina bhizinisi rechidzimai tinoona kuti pane musangano mukuru uri kurongwa iwo kuDubai nesangano regungano reRed Lipstick Revolution rinotungamirwa namai Abigail Magwenzi vanoti ivo vari kuwanikwa vachizosanganisa madzimai vanobva kuZimbabwe nekumativi mana ese pasi rose nemadzimai emuDubai kuti vawanikwe ivo vachizeya mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzemabhizinisi. Saka tinenge tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo tichinzwawo kwavari kuti zvii zvichange zviri kutaurwa kumusangano uyu uyezve kuti vanhu vangapinde sei kuti vawanikwewo vachipinda mumusangano iyoyi uyezve kuti mabhizinisi angabatwe nemadzimai api panguva ino zvinhu zvakaoma panyaya yedenda recovid-19. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kutarisa pari zvino. Asi tombotanga tichienda isu kune vachange vakamirira Zano PF musarudzo kuEpworth
to work for the party and to ensure a landslide victory come 26 March and also 2023. We're at the nomination court. Everything is going above board. We've submitted our documents. We'll come back in the afternoon to get our results. Well, actually, to get your name announced. So, but I think everything has gone smoothly as possible. We can't wait to leave this place. We want to hit the ground running. We want to deliver the promises that we gave to the people as we were campaigning. So I'm really excited and grateful to the people of Epworth for the support. I'm grateful to the president for his policy of saying we want everyone on board to vote for them. Thank you very much.
Aiwapo, tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kunhengo ichange yakamirira Zano PF munzvimbo ye vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vari kuepoes vari kutaura kuti vari kufara ane mafambiro ari kuita zvinhu pari zvino vakanyoresa uyezve vari kutenda ivo rutsigiro rwavakawana vanga vachitaura kuti kubva kubato ravo rezano PF kubva kumutungamiri wenyika uyezve nemukana wavakawana kuti semudzimai vawanikwe vachipinda mukukwikwidza musarudzo imomo ndiwo mazwi avari kutaura vachitaura ivo kuti zvizhinji zvavada kuunza pundutso yavari kuda kuunza munzvimbo iyoyi yeapoe sekutaura kwavari kuita vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vari kukampena ikoko vachionesanawo nevamwe vagari vemunzvimbo iyoyi kuti zvii zvavangaunze senyaya yepundutso munzvimbo yeapoe yavari kutaura iyi regai tiende zvakare kune vamwe vachange vari mumakwikwi iwayo atinzwe kuti ndiani uyezve kuti zvii zvavachange vari kuunza munzvimbo dzavari kukwikwidza
yebo ke siyabonga Mavelas lapho ke besizwa omunye ke obesichasisela ukuthi yena uzancintisa kukhetho yekubandla leZANU PF njalo esichasisela konke ke azabe ekwenza nokuthi umkhokheli wabo waleli bandla umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa bonke uyabakhuthaza ukuthi bekhankase bemele abantu benze konke okufunwa ngabantu yebo ke siphinde futhi kulomunye njalo ke sibe lenhlanhla ukuthi abanye abancintisa abazancintisa kulolu khetho ku-ward 12 kobulawayo ukuthi ngamakhansila ngabesifazane abathathu njalo bonke silabo namhlanje ukuthi sizaxoxa labo khonapha emsakazweni we-studio 7 asizweni ke okuqala ke u-Esnard Khumalo uzatsho ke na ukuthi uncintisa ekuliphi ibandla njalo uzazibetha ke ngegama ngizamuzwa ke khonapho ekhuluma kodwa singayiphambili ke ngiqale ke ngikhuphe ye isiphathamandla sebandla leZANU PF ukwenzela ukuthi siza ukuthi uMakhumalo wena uthini
yeah,
ngingakakhohle ukulitshela ukuthi-ke uMakhumalo ukhuluma ke lentathela izindaba yestudio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Manza
Esnard Khumalo wena webandla lelama-Republicans ke uyi-candidate la
candidate
akusitshele mo ngawe nokuthi candidate
ya ngizinikele ukuba yi-candidate from
ungubani abantu bathanda phela babekwazi ukuthi u-Esnard ungangaphi langaphilanga
allright mina ngu-Esnard Khumalo ngiyi-candidate mina vele ngidabuka phapha eZimbabwe kodwa ngingu-esigodini ngizomela abantu babobulawayo ngokuzinikela kwami ukuthi lami ngizinikele
ubulala lapho mkhulu yi-candidate yangapho
ye-RPZ
ye ngithi ungaphi iphele indawo
ngu-ward 12 iJubelo Bhengulu lapho engimele khona oba yi-candidate oba yi-council so ngizinikele ukwenza leyo nto ukuthi lami ngibe yi-part of entweni leyo yokuba yi-candidate ngikujabulele kakhulu
lapho ufuna ukwenza nokumela abantu njani uthini wena
ukumela abantu kulabantu leyo i-ward 12 kulabantu abadala kakhulu abangasakwanisi lutho izindlu ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yezipirithi ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yamagetsi abasakwanisi lutho abaselabomkabo so ngikunanzelela ukuthi kuyadingakala ukuthi ngingumama ngikhangele lezi zinto ezinjalo njalo lezikolo zethu azisalunganga sezijilikile lamaflows akhona segugi so ngazinikela ukuthi nxa ngaba yingxenye yaleli bandla ngimele izakhamuzi zakuvillage 12 lami ngingenza okufunwa ngabantu
so lapha-ke wena ufuna ukuya ekhansileni kuyini obanami uzafika ukutshintshe kukhansile kobulawa kuyini abakwehlulekayo bona abakusekhansile kobulawa
ya kuningi abehlekayo ezikolo izikolo lokhu zindala izikolo azila mabhentshi abantwana bala mabhuku amasuriji agcwele all over idoti gcwele amaphepha akuklinwa njengobulawayo engimaziwa akudala so ngizama ukuthi nxa ngingangena ngingazama ukuthi lami khonapho engisole khona ngikwenze
lona-ke ibandla lakho leli libunjwenini lilabantu
ya lilabantu mina ngingenekile ngo-2018 lona libunjwe ngo-2017
likhokhelwa mbani
ngokwanele hlabangani
kufanele hlaba ngayo new president nguye okhona ke ku Tranden uhulumende uthani ogaraza ikoba so utheni yena nemongameli wakho uthi wena kuyini azasebenza kwaza ngcosa kubulawayo
utheni akunengi ama-mistake la abonayo kobulawayo aso yibulawayo ayaziyo yakudala siyibulawayo egubhileyo engalalutho esiphonguphila nje ngokuthi umuntu uyaphila kodwa kungalalutho olubambekayo
izikolo lokhu zindala izikolo zilamabhentshi
sibongeke unkosikazi esinathi khumalo lapha obexoxa ke lo Ezra Jesus Banda owe-Studio 7 oncintisa-ke kusigaba esifanayo njalo yena ekubandla le-MDC Alliance ngenkosazana-ke Visitor Ndebele laye-ke sibe nenhlanhla ukuthi sixoxelayo khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7 yena ekubandla le-MDC Alliance ekuwadi efanayo asizweni-ke yena ukuthi utheni kungxoxo esiqhube singakafiki kulo msana
mina ngu-Visitor Ndebele ngihlala ku-ward 12 lapho e-contesta khona ukhazisila ngeleze ngitho angaqalisi kodwa kungena ku-ground kodwa okukhona vele nxa singakhangela phakathi nakwezakhamizi ngokuthi mina vele ngisebenza phakathi kwezakhamizi ngiphakathi nako ikakhulu egrupini yakomama lapho engikhona ngibambe isayidi lokuba ngusekretari kukhithi labomama omama bonke bayanithembisa ukubana balami kulolu khetho ingazo oluningi ngoba angaqalisi ukungena ngisazama ukulungiselela siyazi ukubona ma usiya kukhetho uhlangana lokuningi siyazi uyalungiselela kakhulu ukubana wenze lokhu lalokhuya okwakhathesi bengakaqalisi kodwa umphakathi walapho engikhona bayangamukela ngingakangeni lakibo abanye bayangilanda bangitshela ukubana silawe ngingazi ukubana baneqiniso okungakanani khona lapho
kahle kahle kuyini okhandelele ukuthi kungabe kuhlupha njalo kufuna ukulungiswa njalo kuzaba lula yini
ikakhulu mina benesifiso sokuncedisana labantu abasebekhulile ukuthi bancediswe kakhulu ngoba kulezi nsuku sikukhanyela ukubana kunobuzima obungakanani ebantwini abadala kunzima kithi abatsha kodwa ebantwini abadala kuba nzima kakhulu ngoba baningi abantu abakhulileyo kuleyani indawo abadinga ukuncediswa kakhulu ekuphileni okungokwabo angeke ngitsho ukubana kulula ngoba siyazi le nto ukubana libhora kumele nxa ungumuntu uphakathina komjaho ofana lalowo ube ufake isipesi ezimbili you-win or you-lose yikho kukhona engilakho okwamanje ukubana yikho kumele ukuthi ngibhekane lapho kodwa yebo sengingazitshela ukubana ngizawina ucina ungasawinanga kodwa ngithiye isipesi ezimbili ekusebenzeni kwami phansi kodwa ngokuthembisa kwabantu ngingazinika isibindi ukubana ngizakuya okunye sikhangela nalezi ndawo zakhonaphana eziningi kulezi ndawo laphana nxa ngabe unkulunkulu engiphile kulezi ndawo ezidingakala ama-toilet ezinathelwa amatshwala sidingakala ama-toilet ngoba siyakhangela ama-vendors especially indawo zemagrosa bayabehleli phandle kuthanjiselwa phandle so kuthanjiselwa lokhwana siyakubonta ukusuka kugcina sokusiba ngama-bacteria ekudleni esikudlayo thina sibe kubana sicele yona i-government ngokwayo ukubana isincedise ezindaweni ezinjalo kuzuzakala ama-toilet ukuze singatholanili lama-bacteria asuka ezindaweni ezifana lezi lama-bacteria lama-bottle stove lapho kunathela khona abantu fithi abaphonge ukuchema ubesikhambisela yonke indawo yikho engakuphendula ngayo engakhuluma mama ekuthineni yikho khona lokho
yebo ke sibonge unkosazana Visitor Ndebele oncintisa ku-ward 12 kobulawayo ukuba ngukhansila engowebandla le-MDC Alliance silonkosikazi Lilian Mlilo futhi oncintisa ku-ward efanayo la esaxoxa layo khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ukuze sizwe ukuthi yena usithulela uphi umbiko bonke laba bobathathu bancintisa endaweni efanayo
yebo ngizangena kukhetho elizenzakala mhla ka-26 March ngizabe nginabomama abathathu engizancintisana labo lobaba oyedwa umama oqala ngumary ncube owezanu p f owesibili abe ngu-esnat khumalo we-rtz kube sokusithi olandelayo omunye kube Visitor Ndebele OMDC Alliance. Kube sokusithi ubaba ngowezaphu uCasper Sibanda. Yibo abantu engizancintisana nabo kukhetho lwama-by-election oluzayenzakala mhla ka 26 March. Ngendlela i-electorate eyazonda ngayo ngesikhathi ngikhutshwa esikhundleni bayangithembisa ukuthi hayi bazangibisela ngoba ngingumuntu owayesebenza kuhle lapho. Khona vele ukususwa esikhundleni sakho wakubona kulungile yini? Ukususwa kwami esikhundleni ngabona kuyinto engaqondanga kakhulu ngoba kwaviolate abantu abangifotelayo i-electorate yibo abangifotelayo basala bengelamkhokheli ngesikhathi sokuthi bona bekhangelela ukuncediswa yimi kodwa babona sengikhutshiwe basala sekungasela muntu owancedisayo. Mina ngakubona kuyinto embi kakhulu, kuyinto engekho emthethweni, njalo ngikhitshwa libandla enganingahambi lalo. Ngakubona kuyindlela yokuhlukumeza isigaba, yokuhlukumeza mina njengomama owayekhethwe ngabantu ukuthi ngiyebamela. Bengithemba, bengazi futhi ukuthi ngisebenza nabo kuhle, njalo kuyi-second term yami. Kodwa ngiyakubona ukuthi ngendlela abantu esigabeni sami abazonda ngayo ngendlela engafuthwa ngayo, hhayi ngibona bezangibise esikhundleni sami, kuyele futhi njalo ngibabambe ewadini, ngisebenze nabo ewadini. Ngibona abantu ngendlela okwenza ngayo bazonda ngoba umuntu wangipha esikhundleni angingenanga nebizo lephathi yakhe. Ngibone ngani hhayi konke kuzolunga mhlaka 26. I'm very confident enough ukuthi hhayi ngiphinde ngibakhokhele kuze kuyefika isikhathi kuvalwa sisilungiselela ukhetho oluzayo ngo-2023.
Aqhubeka njani amalungiselelo njalo le themba lokuthi unganqoba yini? Sesikhangela abanye oncintisana la.
Amalungiselelo okhetho oluzakuba khona hhayi ayahamba ngendlela eqondileyo ngoba kahesi ngilungisa ama-flyers nama-posters nama-t-shirts then sesizayenza i-launch ukuthi siqalise ukuthi yenza into bona amalungiselelo azakuba mahle kakhulu nabantu bayaparticipate and abantu bayacooperate ngoba sobe ne-change ye-name ne-color but abantu ziyacooperate.
Yes, they have. It's interesting that we managed to get the three women who are contesting in the same by-election for Ward 12 in Bulawayo council elections. The way of Lillian Mlilo, who was the councillor there before the recalls, and we have Visitor Ndebele for MDC Alliance, and we have Esna Tumube for Republican Party of Zimbabwe. But there's also Mary Ncube of ZANU-PF, whom we haven't gotten so far. We hope we'll be able to talk to her. There are also two men who are contesting with them, and they are saying they are hoping that they will make it as women. They are the ones, they say they are the ones who are in touch with what's happening in communities, and they can make the people's lives better there. Over to you.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mamwe madzimai vachange vari kukwikwidzana muconstituency imwe chete taona vari kubva kubato reCCC, vamwe vacho vari kubva kubato reMDC Alliance, vamwe vari kubva kubato reRepublican Party, vese vari kuti vachaunza pundutso munzvimbo yavari kukwikwidza kuBulawayo. Tozoona tisati taenda ikoko tanzwa kubva kuna maizalara Makari veZANU-PF vari kunge vakamirira Epworth, tatisina kukwanisa kutaura zita ravo munguva yapfuura. Asi apo tanga tiri kuona madzimai vari kuBulawayo vari kukwikwidza vari muconstituency imwe chete iyoyo. Regai timboenda tione kuti pakwekwe apa pakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yevari kukwikwidza vari ikoko. Tinzwe kuti zvii zvavakatarisana nazvo. Tinoona pana Muzvare Judith Tobaiwa vari kuti ivo semudzimai wechidiki vakaona zvakakosha kuti vawanikwewo vachikwikwidza vakamirira bato ravo reCCC vari kukwekwe. Regai tinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Zvaine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Muzvare Judith Tobaiwa. Zviri pamwoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe achange akamirira sangano reCCC mukwekwe Central?
Zviri pamwoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochinjisandura mutemo nezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno mukwekwe Central.
Zvinyika mupinyi zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvipi?
Zvimwe zvacho ndeizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi. Tichitaura kudai magetsi aende. Handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge chida kunotarisa. Mukatarisa mukwekwe izvezvi, hatina mvura, tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya. Magetsi aenda. Zvino iko zvinezvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda. Mvura chaichai taifunga tikaisirwa mamita yekuti tijuse, mvura haiende. Bati mvura iko zvino mukwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda. Bati iko zvinezvi mvura yakutenderana nemagetsi. Takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi, tobatawo kuti magetsi adi aenda. Saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days. Vana havasichaendi kana kuchikoro. Hachiyazivi kuti ndo korona here, korona yakarova kunyange nematicha here, korona yakarova kunyange nechi nekunodzidzira vana vedu. Zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta rekwekwe. Nekuda kwekuti muno muguta rekwekwe kunoitwa zvemining. Vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro. Vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera. Zvinova izvo ravadambudziko rakutiwandira kuti magetsi hatina, mvura hatina, vana vachaendi kuchikoro. Zvese zvakutiwandira. Torarama sei munzvimbo yekwekwe.
Tombotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona yakamira sei imomo mukwekwe.
Muno mukwekwe, mastatistics ekorona tinango yende. Bati chinondishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa. Zvinorevere kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona. Asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi havaende kuchikoro. Muno mukwekwe, kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro, i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nezvikoro nekorona kuzvikoro. Asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona. Inongobata kuvana chete vari vachienda kuchikoro. Zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemukwekwe. Sevagari vevana vemuZimbabwe again. Noti kwekwe chete zviri kubata nyika yese. Asi mukwekwe chinoenye chirwadzo ndechekuti mune nhau yezvekukorokoza. Vana vese vakutizira kuenda kunokorokoza. Uyezve mune nhau yemutoriro iri kusvitwa nevana nekuda kwefodya mbanje zvese zvakuitika muno. Vana they are now uncontrollable. Hachakwanisi kukontrola vana nekuda kwezvese izvozvi. Saka chikumbiro changu ndechekunoti kana hurumende ingatiwanirawo zvimwe zviri nazvo kuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikoro, vatipe protection yekuti vana vakwanise kudzokera kuchikoro. Kana vachikwanisa kupa protection vana vanoenda kumarali, ngavachipewo protection kune vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Thank you so much.
Asi tisati taenda, chitaurai zvakare muuye uchidze kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga uritsigiri kwamuri ikoko.
Muno mukwekwe tine macenters atinawo. One, izvezvi kune chirongwa chekuregista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yekwekwe. Muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura ranezuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha weZayoja Church ndopanga pachiregistirwa kuvhota. Kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachiregista kuvhota. Uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tichange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera. Mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera. So masenders iwayo ndo atange tichienda tichinovhota. Isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi CCC, Citizen Coalition for Change, kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke. Magets ari kuenda, mvura iri kushanduka. Zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja. Hande tinovhotera muzvare kuti tobaiwa. CCC inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa, Citizen Coalition for Change.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Aiwa, apo tiri kuona tanga tiri kunzwa muzvare Judith Tobaiwa vanomirira ivo bato reCitizens Coalition for Change. We were hearing there from Judith Tobaiwa, a young woman who is actually contesting under the Citizens Coalition for Change. But while I was on the interview with her, the electricity actually went off. So she literally said, look, these are some of the problems that we're facing. You know, there is lack of electricity. When you need it, children are not going to school. There's an issue. Or for young children now resorting to taking illicit drugs because there are no jobs. And also the issue of gold panners allegedly also, you know, luring young girls to go and get married, and the girls are dropping out of school due to poverty. So she was saying these are some of the issues that she hopes to address in Kwekwe Central should she be voted in. She said she's competing against two men, one from ZANU-PF and one from MDC Alliance, but she is very confident that she will get the necessary vote that she needs, because she says she is born and bred from Kwekwe. She knows the problem and she can solve them under the Citizens Coalition for Change.
Yes, Mav, we could see the blackout there while she was still talking. That's what the other contestants were saying too, that and those problems also impact much on the women and children because they are the ones who are usually at the home who are supposed to provide when the electricity goes out, you know. The fire must be built to cook. Yes. And the other alternative lights should be put. And it's unfortunate that we also saw her being a victim of some violence there during election campaigns. So we hope that's not what others say is violence against women when they are contesting. But men can say they are facing similar problems. Anyway, we also were lucky there that we also managed to talk to councillors from the same ward. And although we still need to talk to more, we still have the ZANU-PF one. And of course, there are many other areas throughout the country. That's what we have for the candidates section. Marvelous, if you could go on.
Yes, and now we are going to be moving over to business to look at what women are doing to empower other women. Because, you know, we've been hearing women leaders, church leaders, pastors and people like that saying, okay, yes, there is COVID-19. Yes, the situation, economic situation in the country has not been so good, but they are saying also it's now time to also start businesses. So I had the opportunity to speak to Pastor Mufundisi Abigail Magwenzi of the Red Lipstick Revolution. She's actually organizing a conference that will be held in Dubai, which is starting next week on Wednesday and Thursday. And she says the ministry, the Minister of Women's Affairs, Mai Stembiso Nyoni, will be there. And she's also, you know, saying some big names like Tsitsi Masiwa, and also the CEO of the Women's Bank in Zimbabwe will also be attending that conference. But let's take a listen and a look at an interview that I had with her talking about the kind of work that she's doing and where they are as women in Dubai, where she is currently staying and organizing business opportunities for women. Chingamidza ine mufaro vatereri pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevandikadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Nhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Aiwa, nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tine hurukuro naamai Pastor Abigail Magwenzi. Vanopfeka nguwani yezvakawanda wanda asi tichaenda kwavari tinyatsonzwa kuti nhasi vari kutaura nesu vakapfeka nguwani ipi. Tinokushingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu ePastor Abigail Magwenzi.
Tinotenda zvikuru nekuti gamuchira zvakanaka kudai.
Yeah. Nasi muri kuuya makapfeka nguwani ipi?
Pane imwe nguwani isingabvisiki. Inongogara iripo 24/7. Unorara nayo, unomuka nayo, kwese kwaunoenda unoenda nayo. Nemumvura mese nayo. Ndiyo title yekuti mufundisi yehupasta. Iyo inogara iripo. Chete kuti Mwari vakandidanira ndomoti kumarketplace kunyaya zvikuru sei dzemabhizimisi. Dzeekonomi dzekusumudzira munhu wemudzimai paya pekuti kana mudzimai anamata wazodii nekuti minamato chaiyo nekuverenga scripture uchiikota hazvibhadhare patilre kwaok kana patm panotoda cash saka nyaya yandinayo yatinoshanda zvikuru ndeyekuti tinobva sei semadzimai pamabvi kuti zvatiri kukumbira mwari zvibatike mudzimba dzedu nemararamiro edu.
Saka izvi zviri kugoneka here? Tichiona vazhinji vari kuti tiri panguva yeCOVID-19 lockdown yarwadza. Muri kuzvigona sei kuti mukwanise kunge muchikwezva madzimai kuti vadzidze nezvemabhizimisi zvamuri kutaura izvi?
Ini ndogaro taura madzimai kuti lockdown iripo inotaura kuti nenguva yakati hauchaida kuonekwa murodhi. Famba wakapfeka maski. Observe social distancing, usanya kudumana dumana nevanhu, usanya kubuda buda, ndo mutemo ye lockdown iyoyo. But izvozvo hazvireve kuti pfungwa dzako dziri under lockdown. Pfungwa hadzisi pa lockdown because pa lockdown ipapa Mwari akutosumudza vanhu vari kutoita zvinhu. Saka panoda kuti munhu wemudzimai uchangamuke, urongeke, umbofunga nezveupenyu hwako. Umbofunga vanhu vaunoswera navo, ungoona kuti pane zviri kuitika here muupenyu hwavo. kana zvisiri kufamba tsvagava vamwe vari kungwabva ngwabva vari kumhanya mhanya vari kudikitira dikitira vari kungofaisa faisa madhiri patauni wombonzwera neivavo wombonzwa nyaya dzavanotaura wombonzwa kuti mikoto yacho iri kubatika kupi zvinhu zvachona zvinoita sei fishi dziri kuhodheka kupi zvino ukangoramba uchingoswera uchingotenderera nevanhu vaunongoswera navo mudokudhauni ndivavo kubva kusenusvika manheru zvinokutsikirira saka tiri kutoti pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika mulockdown imomo vanhu vachitosumuka vachitoona mukana yekuti vararamise mhuri dzavo saka kuvharwa kwenyika muchiswa mitemo yekuti zvakati hazviitwe zvakati zvinoitwa hazvireve kuti pfungwa idzi dziri under lockdown ini ndidai ndinoti hashtag shanda kusvika wabata cash munhu wemudzimai shanda kusvika wabata cash kana isingabatike hauregedze kumabhero haana kufaya saka ndigandimbofaisa fish nekuti vanhu vanoda kudya hazvisi kufaya zvefishi ndigandimbofaisa zvemachicken zvemukati tinotengesa kumaarea kusina magetsi kune mabhiridha kune chii saka zvakutongoda kuti uchangamuke uvhurike pfungwa wombofamba nevanofamba wombosiya vaye vanongoswera vakamonera zambia vachingoti a zvakadzanya zvakapresa nekungotarisirawo kuti munhu ari kusouth africa dai anditumidzira mari ari kuuk mwana watete dai anditumidzira mari unogumisira wagumbukira vanhu for no reason nekuti vanhu ivavo vanewo upenyu hwavo saka ngatiteiteka waiza wei kubva kuvanhu ivava tombonangana nenina mwari ndikaite sei pandinogara ivhe ndiri loja shuwa ndogona kutodyara masharotsi angu mutai tai chairo remotikari reriye unokwanisa kutodyara masharotsi panozosvika season yekuti ndotopedza 3 months ndisingatenge maonyeni zvinhu zvakangodaro daro vamwe vachitora mazowe mabhodhoro ema2 liters emasprite aye wochika pamusoro woisa mavhu umwati ndotwako twetsunga kuti unotwa kutofaisa madhiri etsunga zvinhu zvichitofamba mumba saka zvakuda kuti uchangamuke kuti ndoitei ndikakumbira even muhomba 1 pandinoloja ipapo kana pandinogara ndikakumbira 1 muhomba ndotomika shotsvaga manyowa ndadii ndadii wangu muhomba ndo uchabereka zvinokunda ane mihomba yakawanda kana yalendlod yese svika lendlod anogumisira atogumbuka kuti amai ava kuzvifambisa sei une zvavari kuona pamuhomba mumwe chete
tinoona zvakare kuti makatsanga imi yamunoti red lipstick revolution iri kumira sei pari zvino iri kubatsira
tinobatsira madzimai akasiyana-siyana iko zvino takasaina agreement nemashonaland west province yemuzimbabwe kuti tipinde munharaunda tishande nemadzimai nemadifferent projects zvikuru sei income generating maprojects kuti tivarime macash crops for export ndozvimwe zvatiri kuongorora tiri kuno kudubai kuti zvinhu zvedu zvikabva kuzimbabwe zvingapindepinde papi uye zvinopinda sei chii chinodikanwa because munyika inoi havarime zvese zviri important inyika ine relya on matourist yakamhenge iine oil but yakurelya yakachinja manje oil yanzi yakupera vakuita zvematourist saka isu takaona kuti maketi ino ndikaistadha semadzimai tikaifokasa because haisi kure iri padhuze zvinogona kutoempower nekusimudzira mudzimai ari kumusha ari kurima kaarea kake ikako nekuti pane madirect flights zvokuti tikarima kana mavegetable unozamuso ndakatenga half cabbage half cabbage yaitoita about $2.53 half yecabbage handiti muri kuona so tiri kutarisa maopportunities anenge ari kuno kunodiwa mbudzi chaidzo mbudzi but unofanira kurera mbudzi yemhando inodikanwa kuno but mbudzi imbudzi saka kana uchigona kungorera mbudzi yako kumusha unotogona kurera idzodzi hapana zvakanyanya kuoma kana kusiyana ipapo saka tinoda kuti semadzimai tisvike pastage kured lipstick yatiri kuti mudzimai wese ngaashande kusvika abata cash iko zvino takatarisira kusangana kuno semadzimai muna February kuti tironge nevamwe vekudiaspora vari munyika dziri kufana vamwe vanobva kuBotswana vamwe vanobva kuUK vamwe vachibva kuzambia kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nevemuno tomboonesana semadzimai kuti tingazvifambise sei kuti tiite kubatsirana pamwe chete Musangano watakamboita la muna 2020 wakatibatsira. Nekuti takasangana nevamwe kumadiaspora. Tikanotsvaga mamaini edu semadzimai. Tikaona 49 mamaini egold. Nebva taita mapartnership nevamwe. Ini ndotoona partner wangu wandasingatomboziva ndakasangana naye muDubai. Auya kumusangano weRed Lipstick. Anonzi Wendy ari kuUK. Amwe ari kuSouth Africa. Mumwe ari kuRwanda. Tiri 6 vatagadzira syndicate. Saka tinotova nemigodhi yedu yegold. Tauda kutanga kuchera manje mapaperwork ese for the year. Tanga tichizvifambira tichizvigadzirisa tichidii. Saka tine madzimai anotosvika almost just under 100. And vamwe vari vatenga mugodhi vari 6, vamwe vanenge vari 4, vamwe vagadzisa mugodhi yavo vari 2. Mumwe anogona kungoti ndoda wangu ndega kana kuti ndoda 2 dzangu ndega. Saka ipapo tine 49 dzemadzimai plus 100. Saka before musangano iwoyo takatisina kana pfungwa yekuita izvozvo. Saka tati tagara mukutaura mumwe takutaura saka toitei plan of action yedu yakamira sei. Ndopakatanga kutadi kungoitawo zvekuti zvegold tingomainawo gold. Ndomatandira zvakaita. Saka sekuseka zvatofamba. Saka takatoona kuti kusangana nekuronga nekubatana because zvinoitika zvekutika unogona kunge une mumwe munhu ari kunzwa kuane mari asi ari kushaya munhu akatendeka wekushanda naye. Kure Lipstick dzinenge tiri bridge manje yekusanganisa vanhu kuti ava vakatendeka pane vamadzimai atinotoziva kuti akatendeka. Izvozvi bhodha richakavharwa haro kunoku but pamadzimai ari kuuya taronga neZimbabwe Women's Bank kuti vapuhwe mari. Vasina mari taronga kuti vapuhwe mari kumabhengi. Izvozvo madzimai vari kuita chipatapata kufambira mafambisa mapepa kunogadzisa mari ende patiri kuvaisa muzvikwata zvikwata zvimagroups 666. Then ndobva tatiwo futi sevanhu vari kufambira zveempowerment nezvekusumudzira nyika neinei tabva takumbira tachema-chema kutoda kuonawo dzimwe mari nebank rate torega kudziona dziri paparallel rate. Iko zvino zvipa black market mari kuma 200 something per dollar. Ezo chingwa cha 240, 220 or so, 210, 220, I'm not sure exactly. But changa chiri pa 100 and something. Saka ku interbank rate is at 100, $109. Black market is pa 200. Ati tirikuona. Saka semunhu wemudzimai ukasangwara, chingwa icho chauchitenga muchidya. Hautombochidya.
Tiri ipapo. Vanenge vakuda kuti vauye pamusangano wenyu wamurikutaura wekuDubai uyu vanokuwanai papi? Vanowana papi information yekuti aiwa vari kudawo kuti vapinde muRed Lipstick Revolution, vari kudawo kutanga migodhi nezvimwewo zvamurikutaura izvi?
Vanogona vandavo paFacebook page paRed Lipstick Revolution, vondibata ipapo paRed Lipstick Revolution kana kuti panamba idzi dzepaWhatsApp dzekuZimbabwe 0772 888 479 888 479. Yeah. Saka isusu tiri kuti madzimai mavhelasika zvinoshandika zvinhu izvi but zvinoda kuti uine mental uine training. Pane mwe tiitai madzimai kuvagadzirisa pfungwa. Pfungwa chaidzo dzemudzimai dzinoda kuti dziite shift. Toshifta kuchinja turn around 360 degrees kuti aone zvinhu nomumwe muonero. Ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvatinoita izvozvo. Saka unobvoona kuti munhu angachifunga kuti animbofanira kukwanisa kuendawo kunohodhwa nevamwe unoona Dubai, vamwe vachihodha malaptop, vamwe mafoni vachiita sei uri kuti it beyond me. Usi kunaa kuti aiwa ndikangofambawo nevanofamba ndotoonawo maideas zvinhu zvangu zvoendeka.
Aiwa nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinoziva kuti zvizhinji zvatinoda kuti tikurukure nemi asi tinokutendai pastor uyezve muri founder yeRed Lipstick Revolution Abigail Magwenzi kunge maga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu.
Thank you. Tinotenda ndafara zvikuru kuva nemi. Tinotenda zvikuru nekungoti fungwa une kuti dana kuti tingotaura nemadzimai. Zvinhu zvatinonyanya kufarira zvinoita kuti ropa rangu rimhanye manye.
Today we are hearing from pastor and also business owner Abigail Magwenzi, who is actually speaking about, you know, how she is empowering women and the kind of work that she has been doing to do this leading up to a big conference that she says they will be having in Dubai.
Yeboke kuyezwakala mavelasike lapha bekhuluma-ke lo mfundisi uMagwenzi obechasisa ngesiphathelane-ke lezamabhizimusi la bekwenza khona le Dubai, le mbukiso ababeyenza bexhasane labanye abantu abagoqela okhokhela ugatsha olubona ngabesifazana kuhulumende unkosikazi Zithembiso Nyoni abathengisa izitaladini langaphi kukhanya ngumkhosi omkhulu ngempela abazabe bewenza ukuthi bekhankaseleke belungiseke kodwa laye ukhala ngezomnotho. And interesting, Marvel, still on the issue of the economy and the business, we have Deborah Mukasa here who's explaining the way they work there as vendors of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. They have a currency issue. They have the shortages issue. They have COVID-19 to deal with, but she's saying that they are also finding ways of working with the government, with the other stakeholders to formalize their business instead of just being informal, to kind of formalize it. And that's what she's explaining here. They've actually formed thematic committees. And she's saying the Minister for Women, who's also for the small businesses, as Thembiso Nyoni, is very cooperative and listens to their grievances, right, which is very interesting there. And let's hear what Deborah Mukasa has to say.
Njengehlanganiso iBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, sile hlelo lwethu njenge informal economy agenda. Informal economy agenda kulapho esahlangana khona njengezihlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ezilombono owodwa okhangele ngamalungelo obuntu lamalungelo abantu abazisebenzayo. Sile informal policy framework esabalayo singamaqembu singama-associations angu-5 abaliso ukuthi silezichiya sile BVTA, sile VSET, sile Macross Border, sile iWAPAS. Inhlanganiso lezi zahlangana saphuma le 7 thematic areas esibona ukuthi siyazikhangelisisa sihlolisise sibona ukuthi singazilungisisa njani njenge-informal economy agenda. Ama-thematic areas lawa athagethe ukuthi sikhulumisane kabanzi lohulumende sikhulumisane kabanzi le city council yethu ngendawo ezijiyeneyo. Ufind ukuthi khona sithena sihlangene njengoba nakhulumele ukuthi saba lombono owodwa sibona sikufayitha futhi into eyi-1. So saphuma le 7 thematic areas esizikhangeleleyo ukuthi njengathi njenge-informal sector ngaze yakhangelisiswa nguhulumende sizilungisise. Yikho kuzasichazela kabanzi ukuthi sikhanye lathi ukuthi singabantu, sikhanye ukuthi lathi singama-workers. I-7 thematic areas lezo siqalisa ngelokuzeni. I-thematic number 1 sikhangela nge-respect and recognition of informal economy. Lapho sikhangela khona ukuthi sicela ukuthi uhulumende esihloniphe, esibone, esirecognize njengezisebenzi. Siyananzelela ukuthi izisebenzi zakhe ezikugovernment uyazihlonipha ngendlela ezijiyeneyo kulezinto eziningi azenzayo uhulumende ekhangelela ukuthi hayi izisebenzi zakhe ezisebenza ezithuthukisa impilo yabantu. Sizakhangela ukuthi kulama-teacher, kulama-nurse akuyi-formal sector. So lathi njenge-informal sector sifuna ukuthi sikhangelisiswe, sirespectwe, sirecognize, sibonakale ukuthi sikhona. Singaphethi ukuthi ngezisuku lezana kubo 2008 laphana kule ndlala 2008 umkhonomi wethu uwile, thina njenge-informal sector sayekubamba umkhonomi, sasihambe eBotswana sichapa siyokuya lokudla, sibuya even ku-introducer imali zaphandle kwamazwe yithi informal sector eyaqalisa ngako, sibona ukuthi abantu badubekile. So sabe sifuna ukurecognize, so sikhuluma nohulumende, sikhulumisana ngendaba ezijiyeneyo ukuthi sirecognize, sireviewe even ama-bylaws ethu, ama-laws ethu asikhangelayo, asigavenayo thina njenge-informal sector. Okay. bengisakhuluma ngokuthi i-second thematic area yethu esikhangelayo sikhuluma nge-development of linkages between informal economy and formal business. Lapha sikhuluma ngokuthi njengoba thina sikuyi-formal economy silezinto esizenzayo, siyabaza, siyapheka amakhobra, siyabheka, siyapheka, senza nama-detergents. So sabe sifuna ukuthi izinto zethu zona lezi esizenzayo zikwanisa ukuthi zingene kuma-business amakhulu, for example kubo okay nakubo pick and pay. So sabe sifuna ukuthi izinto zethu singayenza njengoba sabe sesirecognizile lathi ingene sesinamaphepha ethu akwanileyo kungene emashopu amakhulu okanye kuthengiswa even nempidala lesilimayo kungene direct kungela kuhlupana. So siyakhulumisana-ke nohulumende ukuthi konke khona lokhu asebenzi lama-policies a-friendly azasenza ukuthi singani sisebenzelane, ngoba lathi umkhonomo siwuphethe njenge-formal sector. Sibe sesikhuluma nge-thematic number 3, i-market access and infrastructure. Leyo besikhangele kakhulu ku-city council, nguyade siqoqisana laye kamanzi ukuthi njengayo i-formal sector sicela izindawo zokuthengisela. Sinanzelela ukuthi sesiyi-96% of i-population yeZimbabwe sonke sesiku-informal sector. So sikhangelele ukuthi sikhansele esinike izindawo lapho esingathengisela khona eziqondileyo, indawo ezilama-sheds, indawo ezilama-toilet, indawo ezilama-impompi zamanzi, indawo ezilendawo zokuthi sigcinele izinto zethu esingabe sizithengisa ezinjengama-store rooms. So isithi council sithena siqoqisana layo, hhayi siyambonga ucouncil ngoba uke wazamazama sesilezi ndawo uphile-ke ama-vendors, ama-vendors license endaweni kuma-ward emalokitshini. Engikhulumela ukuthi kulama-license asephumile ezindaweni zinjengazakuphumula, sizinda, Magwegwe, Phelandaba, indawo zonke nje sebenama-license. Abantu sebeqalisele ukuthengisa ngokusemthethweni. Noma nje kungakabi lezi ndawo njengoba sisakhulumisana, indaba phela yokukhuluma sizwisisana ukuthi sisuka lapha siya ngaphi, kodwa ama-license isithi council sizamile ukuthi inike ama-vendors. Noma nje ingakakwanisi, ngingathi sinike about a quarter of i-population yethu yama-vendors akhona. Sibe sesikhuluma nge-formalization. Uma sikhuluma nge-formalization, sikhuluma ngokuthi sikhangele sirecognizwe ukuthi vele i-formal economy yona ngokwayo iyenzani, ifunani. So nxa si-formalize sifuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi konke ama-policies ethu silawo siyalandela. Kungabe ngama-policies esivumelanayo, ngoba yithi phela esiku-informal sector esiku-ground yithi phela esibona ukuthi kuhamba njani. So sabe sifuna ukuthi sibe formal ngokuthola ama-licenses, sibe formal ngokuthola ukuthi lathi siregister ama-company ethu, kungabe isavuka mphuza lo ukuthi umbene sixhasa ukugijimisa nalo kanseli cat and mouse. So siyakhulumisana labo konke lokho kubamba konke uhulumende kanye the council yethu. Then sibeze sikhuluma nge-financial inclusion. U-financial inclusion sikhulumisana ngokuthi imali kasibe zazi elizweni lethu. Nxa sikhipha lathi imali kasikwazi ukuthi kona usukela bayanga, njalo lathi sibe khona sibe lolwazi lokuthi nxa sithuthukisa amabhizinisi imali singayithola ngaphi. Ngikhuluma phela ngokuthi silama microfinance anika izimali, kodwa kufana nokuthi one-formal sector sigcina siphiwa imali lezi ngemgoqo eyinye esehlulayo. Kulama izinto ezifunekayo thize zifunwa ngamabhenki nesingeke sakugwalisa njenge-informal sector. So sifuna nje ukuthi kulusene up izinto zethu ukuthi nxa kufuneka imali lathi sikwanise ukuthi lathi njenge-informal sector sikwanise ukuthi senze ama-circles ukuthi sizisevele izimali zethu ezokuthi sithole inzuzo, njalo senze lama-visits. Sikhanyela lama-interest uhulumende sicela esihlisele ama-interest nxa siboleka izimali zakhe emkambweni yakhe emabhangayo, kube ne-interest eyehlileyo. Sinanzelela futhi nokuthi uhulumende ukucela amabhenki bagcina becela i-collateral nesingalayo ufanele ukuthi kona njengeinformal sector bantutshana balutshwana abalezimoda balutshwane abangaba le mali maybe emabhenki wokuthi nxa ngifuna i-collateral yokuthi ngikoleta imali ngibe ne-collateral evumekalayo njalo sibalutshwane futhi ku-informal sector esigcina sithola ne-property yokuthi sizobambisa emabhenki so sicela uhulumende othi kukhangele khona lokhu ukuthi imali zethu ziyehle enkambo esivumelelayo ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi sikolete izimali lesibazo sikhuluma u-thematic number 6 ukhuluma nge-social protection siyakhangela siyabona ukuthi uhulumende abantu bakhi-civic lokuze abaku-civic abasebenza kuhulumende banama-social protections amaningi banama-pensions banama tokwini banalokhu okwezibhedlela banezinto ezithize thina esingalazo njalo sinanzelela ukuthi lathi siyi-informal sector lathi siyisebenza siyakukhangelela khona lokuthi sifuna lathi i-social protection ukuthi lathi sibe lama-pension manje ngikhuluma kanje sengigijimela kubo-55 years sunsune ngiyabe ngingasakwanisa ukuthi ngiyodingisa ngithwale izinto ngiyabe sengihlezi phansi kumele ngibe ne-pension yami engiyisebenzisayo ezahlala lami ngihambe ngiyobona siyananzelela ukuthi ngo-2018 uhulumende uke wa-introducer okuthiwa i-voluntary pension scheme wayikhuluma kuphela sayiyamukela njenge-informal sector kodwa isaphumelelanga ukuthi qale so yizo izinto esizikhangeleleyo ukuthi uhulumende esenzele sibe lama-pension scheme esizaba lawo labo-medical aid siyavula siyathwala siyahlatshwa izihlabo kathi sikulabo-covid laba kule mafu siyehluleka lokuthi siye ezibhedlele so singaba lama-medical aid ethu azasincedisa ukuthi konke khona lokho esikufunayo sikwenze ngibe nesi-thematic number 7 okucina i-devolution siyaloyisa lathi njengezisebenzi ukuthi inzuzo yethu esiyitholayo lapha siyifaka kuhulumende kayiphenduke futhi kithi sikhangelela ukuthi umhlaba lomhlaba kawube nezinto zayo esizazikhangelelayo xa obulawayo ekwanisa ukuthola izinto zakhe kakusetshenzwe kobulawayo sibeze sikhangela kakhulu thina kwi-informal sector sisebenzelana no-city council sikhulume kabanzi ukuthi instead okuthi sihambise layina endaweni eyi-1 sithatha ama-licenses ngakube le ndawo ezithiyeneyo ezokuthi sihamba siyothatha ama-license siphinde futhi siyobhadala imithelo yethu endaweni lapho esihlala khona for example nxa ngihlala emagwegwe kangiyethatha i-license yami emagwegwe housing office ngibhadale futhi lehlelo zami khona ngale emagwegwe ngingasuke ngiye edrobheni ngisithi ngiyebhadala etown kusithathela isikhathi njengayo emavinda kusidlele konke lakhona lokho okunye sabese sikukhangelela so singakwenza kube devolve sikusebenzise sisendaweni ezijiyeneyo ezindaweni zethu kuzasenzela kube lula kukonke sikwenzayo so yizo zinto esizenzayo sikhulumisa nalo hulumende siyabonga kakhulu ngoba i-six councils okunye isikuthethe okunye yasivumela okunye iyakwenza kanye nohulumende sesihlala phansi nohulumende sikhulumisana laye kuningi-ke imihlangano esihlala layo last week sibe lomunye umhlangano ade sibizwe ngohulumende sikhuluma nge-formalization yona
yebo-ke sibonge-ke lapho unkosazana Debra Mkasa wenhlanganiso yebulawayo Vendors and Traders Association was explaining there marvelous about the thematic committees and the program they have on formalizing the informal sector. She's saying it's the one that's actually resuscitating and holding the economy. So they need ease of business, of doing business. They need to, you know, borrowing from the banks. And they need to be recognized like formal workers, just like civil servants and other people, so that they also have pension, so that they don't have to work until they are too old. And that brings us almost to the end of our show.
I want to thank you for your time, Debra Mkasa. I'm going to talk to you about kuuma kwakaita zvinhu tanzwa zvakare kubva kuna amai Abigail Magwenzi veRed Lipstick Revolution vari kuti ivo vane musangano mukuru kuDubai uchatanga ivo svondo rinouya so would like to thank all our guests so have a very good night I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington
yebo ke mina ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ngolwesine oluzayo